What now? Smeds wondered. More drills? Hadn't they done enough for one day? Hell! He was too tired to get pissed off. At least they hadn't been singled out. Every tent was spilling men. As soon as they formed up, the sergeant marched them over to stand with their backs to the stockade. Grays ran around with lamps and torches. Smeds caught a glimpse of Fish in the back rank of the platoon two to his left. The old man had done something to darken his hair. The sergeant called them to attention. Three dark riders came from the direction of the gate. A man in black walked beside each. They advanced slowly, studying each platoon. A review. Exile's men, down to give the raggedy-ass militia the once-over. Smets's stomach sank. They acted more like they were looking for somebody. But they passed Fish's platoon without pausing. Maybe it would be all right after all. The black riders passed the next platoon and started across the face of Smeds's outfit. The lead rider halted. One arm thrust out, pointing. The fingers danced. The footman beside the rider pushed in among the men. Smeds nearly messed himself. The dark soldier grabbed Green. Smeds sighed. Green, of course. The shit had to come down, didn't it? He was so turned inward, he missed the arm pointing again. Did not notice the two footmen coming till they were almost to him. His blood turned to ice. They took hold and dragged him out of ranks. The riders headed for the gate. Smeds trudged along behind Green, a horseman on his left and a foot soldier on his right. After the first overwhelming shock, he began to take control. He'd gotten out of a couple tight places already. He just had to stay calm and alert and move fast when his moment came. A minute after, they were in among buildings, masked from watchers in the camp. Green burst out laughing. "You guys got more balls than brains!" He punched one of the riders in the thigh. "Thanks." "Don't thank me. I figured you belonged in there. This was Darling's idea." "Yeah?" Green laughed again. "I'll remember that when your turn in the barrel comes. Why'd you grab my buddy Ken?"
"She says he's one of the men who stole the spike."
Green looked at him. "No shit." Smeds clamped down hard. Panic would not get him out of this one. Chapter 64. Fish understood what was happening the moment he glimpsed Exile soldiers pulling Smeds out of formation. He didn't really think, he just reacted. Everybody was intent on what the blacks were doing. He took a few steps back, turned, hoisted himself over the low stockade. A few of his neighbors in the platoon noticed but did not holler. Better, none got the bright idea of joining him. He dropped to the ground, ran, softly cursing his body for having aged well past the point where this made any sense for him.